Yeah, this is the basic vertical loop. If that's not vertical, just tilt your head. And put your front feet together and welcome Peter Ostrushko.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to start off here with a limerick. And this was a limerick that was written for me back, about 1974, by a famous radio personality who is presently out of work. And keeping in mind that it is a family show, I'm going to keep the Nantuckets out of it. But it goes like this. There once was a fiddler named Peter, and though his tone became sweeter and sweeter, he was stuck in the sticks till he picked up some tricks from some people who majored in theater. And now he leaps on stage dressed as a possum and plays that very special orange blossom and collects all the loot, such as pennies and fruit, that the people in the balcony toss him. With his fiddle perched high on his nose, he slowly removes all his clothes. I've seen the show twice. It's not very nice, but appealing to some, I suppose.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That guy doesn't have to work that hard, does he? That was a piece I refer to as the International Medley, and it has three different pieces in it. And the reason I call it an International Medley is that the first piece is a Ukrainian number, and the second piece comes from a very lonesome place known as Texas. And the third place is up above the border there, up in the French-Canadian country, comes from the, I don't know what the first piece was called, but it comes from a region in the Ukraine called Bukovina, and the second piece was Lost Indian, and the third piece being the Reel of the Hanged Man. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we've got Bob Willoughby just joined us on the piano here, and we're going to do a piece about how we deal with wintertime up in Minnesota called Horizontal Hold.
Play it, Bob. Sheets, turn on that two. Get the Yahtzee game and the Rummy Cube. More chocolate bars, more chicken wings. Two Michener books, three Stephen Kings. Radio said it's getting cold, but I'm all right, I'm on horizontal hold. Yes, radio said it's getting cold, oh, I'm all right, I'm on horizontal hold.
Thank you.
Attempt to do some more music from another land here. One of my big influences the last couple of years has been listening to Brazilian music. I really love Brazilian music, and we're going to try a couple of pieces here from a mandolin player that comes from Brazil. Jacob de Bandolim is his name. Plays some great stuff, and it's like I told my students earlier in the week, the only way that I can even attempt to play this stuff by these guys, they play in such off rhythms and against the beat, not the way we do up here. You know, it's a whole different thing. And the only way I can even attempt to play this stuff is, as I said, I had to get three big cups of espresso, down them, and smoke a chain smoke, two packs of Camel Straights before I can get the jitters enough to even be able to play this stuff. But we're going to attempt two pieces here. It was a real pleasure because Howard is also an aspiring mandolin player and is really into the same mandolin player, and so he happened to know the backup on these tunes, so this is a first for us. Thank you.
And Howard Levy at the end of it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'd like to welcome Ralph Gordon back and Roger Willoughby, who've been playing with me. Great musicians. Lieutenant named Spears returned to the States after being overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with this darling baby, and a cute little one is he." She put the baby in his arms. She said, "Benny is his name." He said, "I've been gone away 3 years. Darling, can't you please explain? So I won't feel so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red, still she repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He said, "I've asked all the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down." Now about a little thing like this, I wouldn't ordinarily bother, but one thing I know about children, they got to have fathers. And as I look at Benny, I can plainly see Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't from me. From heaven. Don't you know which
clown contains pennies from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Just be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Save it for a package of sunshine and flowers. Cause if we want the things we love the most, then we must have showers. And when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. Cause every penny's from heaven for you and me. There'll be pennies for heaven for you and me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to close out here with a last waltz, as it were. I just want to thank Margot for calling me up. I remember when she called me up and asked me to do this, and I was real honored to come here to Augusta and be a staff person. I have played at Augusta before, back around 1981, 82 or something, here on Saturday night. But to come and be a staff member was a real learning experience for me. Not only just music. I mean, the music is a great thing that gathers the people together, but as far as I'm concerned, it's a festival about the people here. I have met some new friends and rekindled old friendships with some old friends that I haven't seen in a while. Got to play more music than I played in quite a while over this week. And to me, I've met some great people and had some great conversations that I'm sure has changed my heart in ways that I won't even know for years to come. And I treasure it. And thank you, people, for having me here. So, like I said, we're going to close out with the last waltz here. This is an old Fats Waller tune. And actually, it has words to it. It's called the Jitterbug Waltz. And I dedicate it to all the students that showed up who danced their little tushes right off. And there's a line, I don't know all the lyrics to the song, but there's a line at the end of the song that says, "We can't go on jitterbugging. We've no more moves left but for hugging. So come, let the waltz play on." Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Ralph, Robert, Howard, Bob Willoughby, Amy doing the dancing. Thank you all very much.
Boy, what a success.
And the funny thing is, it does get better than that.
Well, though, you're probably wondering what you're going to do tonight after you arm yourself with all your records and tapes and t-shirts and bumper stickers. And there's some people out there who are even selling bumpers to go with the stickers. So there's going to be a lot of fun at the Augusta store right out here in the lobby. And then after that, there are going to be a few entertaining events taking place. Right downstairs in the pit will be a contra and square dance to be followed by a swing dance, and that should be lots of fun. The contra and square dance will last about an hour, and I believe Carlotta Wellington will be the caller. And then after that, the swing dance will take place with Sean Blackburn and the Soup Strainers. Quite a fun band. Thank you, Sean. And then also by incredible demand, there will be a Cajun jam session over on the Halleyhurst porch, which will revive a lot of my great memories from last year. So try to get in all those events at once if you possibly can. That's our goal here. Well, I've sure had a great time being coordinator of Swing Week. It was just an unbelievable thrill. It sort of started last year as a rumor with a few people learning some chords from Joe Carr, who was here for Bluegrass Week, and he's also a great swing guitar player. So he was showing people chords throughout the week, and momentum just sort of built. And it was really neat to see the excitement build up and build up until finally the demand was on Margot Blevins, so she had no choice but to make it happen. And she put together the most phenomenal staff. I mean, when she called me and asked me if I was interested in coordinating, I said, well, who are the teachers? And when she rattled off the list of Bob Willoughby on piano, Roger Bello on guitar, Ralph Gordon on bass, Peter Ostrushko on mandolin, and then when she got to Johnny Gimble on fiddle, I couldn't even believe my ears. And I think this was the coup of the decade for Margot Blevin. Boy. Thanks. And this was the first week for first try for Swing Week, and it was a phenomenal success. And so we hope it'll happen again. And I'd like now to introduce my person who helped as co-coordinator and helped with swing vocals and just kind of all-around general character and a great guy, Sean Blackburn, to say a few things.
It looks good on TV when you do that. Thank you. I come out here from Colorado to be here, and I'm sure glad I did. I'm originally from Minnesota, but I take pills for it. There's a guy. Well, you can't cure it, but you can maintain. There's another guy out here that I was really pleased to meet that I had never met before. I've been a big fan of Western swing and also Eastern swing and Northern and Southern and swing and upswing and downswing, but mostly Western swing. And there's a guy out here that I was really looking forward to meet, and I'm glad I did. He played with Bob Wills' band in the late 40s and the early 50s, and he's not even dead yet. And when I heard him on record, I've got some recent records of this guy also, and he doesn't sing or play like he's old. I figured he must have started playing with Bob Wills when he was about 6 years old. Turns out he was at least 7 back then. And it just gives me great pleasure to introduce, at the risk of using a tacky phrase, I gotta say this, a living legend and a person I am proud to know and announce, Johnny Gimble.
How y'all doing?